Episode 29 of the John Albatross Show. Man, I've been back on this shit for about a year, and I thought I would have more than 29 episodes. I mean, it's like I'm doing one every 2 weeks. I'm averaging out, but I still like to do more. It's just I'm so busy. But 29 episodes, shit. Thought I would give this up in like 2014 because of the equipment, but I'm back and I'm staying. So, what do we got this week? Let's see. How about the fact that Alex Jones, my boy, Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook, banned from Spotify, and banned from YouTube. Well, let me tell you who's not banned from any one of those platforms. Well, the one I'm not on, but you can listen to this show on Spotify, and you can listen to this show on Apple Podcasts, which he also been banned from, which I didn't mention, but the links will be in the description on the Facebook page. And remember, you can always listen to us on Anchor. But let's get into the thing. I have two things I want to talk about on today's episode. The one thing, most of all, is Alex Jones got banned on three big tech fucking companies' platform. And it's been a long time coming, if you ask me. Now, I know what everybody's going to say, and this is why you got all these fucking people. They're taking away his right to free speech. No, they're not taking away his right to free speech. And I'm going to explain to you why later on. But when you looked at it, my neighbors are really fucking noisy upstairs, so you might get some of that on this. But when you look at it, what we had was this guy, Alex Jones. Now, let me tell you about Alexander Emmerich Jones. He was born in Texas. He does a show. He claims it's in Austin, but it's clearly not in Austin. It's right outside of Austin. And I could give you a little more insight on him because I lived in Austin, too. But and when I did the show, I was hoping to set up shop in Austin even more so the show could come from Austin. Big tech city. Big podcasting city. But with that being said, he started in Austin. Now, I started hearing about him about 6 months after Obama got inaugurated. Like, my one roommate was into him and believing, like, all these lies and shit. And I'm like, dude, I mean, you were all about Obama. And then he said all the shit. And I'm like, dude, I didn't really listen to the show until I moved to Austin a little bit beforehand. And I had a couple more people. Oh, man, did you ever hear this guy, Alex Jones? I'm like, dude, everybody keeps talking about him with InfoWars. I'm like, yeah. So I was forced to listen to him. And they were getting really fucking, like, it was horrible. Like, oh, man, TSA rape rooms. And fucking Google is a government front. And all this crazy horseshit, and we need to fucking stock up on guns because Obama's going to take the guns away, and fucking the Clinton administration was going to make it illegal to own a car and a fucking air conditioning unit, like central or fucking window rattler. So that's my first taste of Alex Jones. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. That really just turned me off. He said a lot of shit that's just like, they were such blatant lies. And I knew they were blatant lies. So that being a couple of them. TSA rape rooms where they fucking rape you in the fucking TSA. TSA, most of them are dicks, but I really don't think that. Trust me, Alex, if you're listening, which you're probably not, because you're way too cool for this planet. I know people that work for the TSA. They don't want to fucking stop you if they don't have to. They have a fucking job to do. I'm not sticking up for TSA, but it's a miserable fucking job. It really is. I was going to try to get in there with a buddy of mine to make some extra money if it was part-time. It's like, oh, dude, it's part-time. They give you fucking benefits. And I'm fucking... I'm a card-carrying member of Pennsylvania Department of Health's EMS as a EMT basic. So I could be utilized if something happens and all that, too. I'm trained to... You know, use an AED. I'm trained in like fucking first aid and CPR. I know a lot more than fucking normal people do. So anyway, and people ask me what's the difference between an EMT and a paramedic. There's four things that a paramedic can do that an EMT can't. Now, if any paramedics are listening, it doesn't mean that you're fucking, oh, what the fuck? You're making it sound like... The four things you can do are fucking so intricate and so, like, important, and it takes a lot of training just to do it. So, the four things that you can do that we can't do is just, Jesus Christ, like, fucking doctors can, they can do, like, four things that only doctors can do, pretty much, or at least two things that only emergency physicians can do. So... There we go. But, yeah, so I was going to work for the TSA. And trust me, man, I know people that work for the TSA. They're fucking miserable because, like, they have to deal with all these assholes going through there. And they're just fucking miserable. It's a miserable job. But they do it because it's a fucking government job and they get benefits and all this. And much of the reason I was going to do it, apply at least to get fucking benefits. But I didn't go forward with it. And, so Alex, TSA, don't want to stick their fingers up your ass. I don't even think they're allowed to legally search your anal cavities for fucking drugs, even if you did have them. They're a security agency. They're not like fucking legit law, I mean, not like legit law enforcement. They're really not law enforcement at all. They are, but they're not. It's a weird thing. So there are no TSA rape rooms, Alex. Contrary to what you hear. But, yeah, so I had people, and this is what they were doing, and this is what's going on, and look what happened in World War II. It's, what are we going to do about that, and all the people that did that in World War II? And the quote, Jesse the Body Ventura, they're dead. It's like, what? They're dead. Yeah, but look how important. They're dead. Let's move on from it. Let's talk about now. What's going on now? And I'm hearing all the shit about them. But before I get into that, just let me say, so he's a big conspiracy theorist. He has a magazine as well that he charges an exorbitant amount of money for if you live outside of Austin. But if you live in Austin, you get it for free. And they have to give it to you in Austin for free because nobody wants to fucking get it. So there was one time when I was in Austin, the guy I worked with, a buddy of mine, he's living in Minneapolis now. We went out and he's like, ah, dude, I'm fucking hungry. I'm going to get dinner. He's like, oh, man. I was like, where are you going? I went to this burger joint in Austin, which is fucking... probably the best burger I ever had. I always got the buffalo or the bison. And he got fucking InfoWars and was reading it. And I got a couple issues to bring back home because I was coming back to Philadelphia soon for people that I knew that liked them. And he read the one. He's like, man, all the stuff in here is bullshit. And then he showed me all the ads that were in the magazine. It was all for fucking gold and silver and supplements and all this crazy shit. And it's like, he looked at it and he looked at me. He's like, so as much as this guy thinks he's doing this for the greater good and all that, it's nothing more than a fucking cash grab, which I knew that. But this was before everybody fucking thought it was a cash grab. And a lot of people were like, yeah, he's cutting edge. And it's like, look at this. It's a fucking cash grab. And he's like, yeah, he always supported that company. But dude, half of the magazine, like at least a quarter or quarter to 3/8 of the magazine. Yeah, like a quarter to 3/8 of the magazine was a fucking just advertisements. And then he had the one episode or the one issue that I read when I was in Austin that was just fucking cringeworthy. Like he was going on about Trayvon Martin. It was the Trayvon Martin thing was the big thing. And it fucking actually made sense. It was like, wow, it's fucking reasonable. It was good. And it fucking like, wow, he was right and I could agree with him. And then fucking three paragraphs later, he went completely off the fucking rails about conspiracies and all this bullshit. And then you're like, this is the fucking shit, man. Like, he obviously knows his shit and he knows what he's doing is wrong. But he does it because that's what fucking sells. He's nothing more than a fucking salesman. He supports Trump. He's much like Trump. He's a fucking snake oil salesman. Or in this case, super male vitality or fucking caveman with the bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. And he fucking said Sandy Hook was a hoax and they had crisis actors acting as the fucking kids' parents and they're fucking suing them and they want to actually, one fucking dad offered to fucking get into a fucking boxing ring with them and fucking get into a fist fight. So, that's number one. That's one of the things. Another one of the things. Sorry, I had to move around. I'm going to take a sip of a... I'm trying to cut back on soda when I'm at home. So I'm getting like seltzer water or mineral water. That's what I did when I was in Austin. It really helped out. And I'm doing it now. I'm just going to take a sip. Hold on. Okay, that's delicious. Mandarin Orange, Canada Dry. Fucking get it. It's pretty good. Give me some money, Canada Dry. I just plugged your product. All right. So, that was a couple of the things. And like I said, dude, the InfoWars magazine is, if you're outside of Austin, it's an exorbitant amount. I think it's like $8 or $9 domestic. And if you want it in like the UK, it's like $15 a fucking issue. And it's just fucking stupid. And then later on, after the Sandy Hook thing, he said that the Democrats were going to wage a fucking civil war on the 4th of July, and that obviously didn't happen. Me being a Democrat, whoever the head of the DNC is, I'd like to know when the fuck we were supposed to do this, because Alex Jones fucking shook a piece of paper, and he, you know, held a smartphone up like he just got a fucking email or a fucking text from somebody in the deep state who fucking said we were going to do this. So, you got some fucking splaining to do, Lucy. And you had the Pizzagate scandal, which was bullshit, and it was called out for being bullshit, but he reported on it. And this fucking poor guy who owned the Cosmos fucking ping pong pizza or whatever the fuck it's called got shot up with a gun. Some fucking random shooter shot it up. And then the guy had the, he had to issue an apology after it. And then I had people arguing, and little did I know, I made a thing on Facebook. This fucking asshole, who was part of InfoWars and broke off and did his own little fucking show, and he bragged about being on InfoWars and all this, he just read the emails about Pizzagate. He didn't, I'm like, he fucking promoted fucking Pizzagate, and some fucking wacko who listens to a show, or some shit, probably listens to a show, I don't know, but it was something so bad that he had to fucking issue an apology on it. He had to issue an apology on InfoWars, or the Alex Jones show, whatever one of his things. Then you had, you know, he said the fucking Parkland shooting, that was crisis actors. The kid who fucking did it is actually out still at large, and he's a fucking communist because he was wearing a shirt that was on Threadless, because I have the exact same shirt. And as soon as I seen it, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, I got that shirt back in 2009. It was the Communist Party. So what it was all the prominent communists over the years. And they were all fucking, they had like red Solo cups. One was wearing a lampshade on his head because they were so, the fucking party was lit. The Communist Party was lit, was the joke. But that's what, and this kid's suing him. He's like, look, I had nothing to do with it. I don't even live in that fucking county. I live like 50 miles away from that fucking school. And I didn't even attend the school just because he had a fucking shirt on that was a novelty shirt from Threadless. It was one of their best sellers. I bought the shirt because it was silly. I still have the shirt. The shirt, I literally just washed the shirt. I'll probably wear that shirt sometime soon. But that's another one he fucked up on and didn't take responsibility and apologize. And this kid was getting death threats. I don't know if he was getting death threats. But yeah, they fucking defamation of character. The kid fucking was on Alex Jones. Hey, you're a fucking communist. No, I'm not. It's a fucking novelty shirt from Threadless. It was one of their best-selling shirts of all time. Look it up. I own the shirt. What else did he do? The fucking, he just fucking lies so much. And he fucking, the Vegas shooting. He had somebody over in England or Scotland who's a conspiracy theorist. And he's like, yeah, I know, we'd like to see just got this in during an interview. Just got this in. The FBI hostage team who got him out, the FBI SWAT team who got him, because it was fucking the FBI SWAT team, it wasn't fucking Vegas SWAT, because with a time like that, fucking Vegas SWAT fucking easily should have been there first, and the FBI should have. First off, you're wrong, it wasn't the fucking FBI who killed him, it was fucking Vegas SWAT, because the FBI is not going there after fucking shooting like that, unless it's a high profile case that they already know. So it was Vegas SWAT who got him. And now he's fucking shaking. I got the facts right here. I don't lie. You know I don't lie. You know I got the facts always in front of me. Well, if these facts come out to be true, I'd like to see your facts. Okay, well, take a picture of them and fucking forward the email to this guy. Somebody I know from the FBI was in there and they fucking love my show. And that, it's like, you fucking liar, Alex. You're a fucking liar. And, let's see what another thing was he lies about. And this is the best lie. This is the best lie from him. The best lie he does was, you know what? Kids these days are pussies. When I was 14 years old, I was making love to college students, and I was fighting men that were like 24 years old, and I was kicking their ass. No, you weren't, Alex. I've actually gotten into fucking fights with people when I was 14 that were 20. They were much bigger. They were much more fucking matured. Not like, oh yeah, they're mature fucking people. But their muscles matured and they were in their fucking peak physical shape. I got into one fight with somebody like that. I managed to barely fucking squeak out a fucking victory. And I had to fight dirty. And it was a fucking neo-Nazi. So he was fucking dumb and he was a fucking pussy and he acted like a fucking Mongo. Not really, I don't like using that word. But he acted like a fucking moron. And, I got into a fucking fight. I was 15 years old. I got into a fight with him. I had to fucking take a galvanized trash can lid and fucking bash him in the fucking head. Because I was fighting for my life. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm like, dude, I didn't do anything for 3 weeks. I was in my fucking house for 3 weeks afterwards. I barely squeaked out of that fucking fight. And like I said, the only reason I won is because I had to fight dirty. The guy would have kicked my ass if it was just a regular thing. And he used to have make love to women that were in college when you were 14 years old. No, you didn't, first off. Because it's rape. And when you're 14 years old and you have sex. I had sex for the first time when I was about 14, going on to 15. I didn't have sex for a couple years afterwards. I was so fucking like, oh my God, that was so fucking weird. I didn't know what to fucking do. Because you're not ready at that age. Like Chef from South Park. And the right age is 17. Or when you're ready, 17. So that's another thing. Now I'm going to get on to the constitutional repercussions of this. About freedom of speech and freedom of the press. There are none. Facebook is a company. They could do whatever they want. They have advertisers. If they don't want to advertise because of Alex Jones and all that, they don't have to do it. Spotify, another one, they do use advertisers, but if you have a premium, they don't want to. They have to pay you if you get to a certain point. They can't do it as well. Google, now, he used to always fucking say Google was a government front to collect data, which, again, wasn't. Sometimes the government used Google to help collect data, but Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is not a government front, and they own YouTube as well. So here's the thing, problem with it. And they keep arguing. This is capitalism. Those are big companies. They have shareholders. I don't know about Spotify. I think they're still private. Not even American. I think they're Swedish or something. But yeah, they have to answer to shareholders. And advertisers can say, hey, I don't want to give any money. Let's just put it this way, too. It's almost like it's a private company. They don't have to give you anything. If the government is silencing him, then it's a constitutional problem because they took away his freedom of speech and his freedom of press, which he's not the press because he's never registered as the press. Because if he was the press and a legitimate press outlet or news outlet, that's what I moved. All right. If he was a legitimate news outlet, he never wanted to register as a legitimate news outlet because if he did that, if he lied, he would have to fucking account for it. Now, InfoWars makes a lot of money. I think they make $5 million alone off of advertisements for their website and Alex Jones's thing. Google, with YouTube, because Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and YouTube. I have an Android phone. The Android app in there. Fucking Android. The YouTube app in there is preloaded and it's fucking sweet. As opposed to the Apple one, which is subpar. But they have their thing. And if you hit so many subscribers, they give you something called the play button. Like if you hit 100,000 subscribers, you get a silver play button. If you hit 1 million subscribers, you get a gold play button. Alex Jones and all his channels probably had a gold play button, at least a silver. I know InfoWars had a gold play button, which means you had 1 million subscribers. When you have 1 million subscribers and you have that many people watching your videos, you become a partner. And when you become a partner, you make money. And it's not like you become a partner. You get money, basically. You get revenue from ads. So Alex Jones was making money off of fucking Facebook with the ads they put in there for their videos. Because every time there was an ad during their video, you got money. Now, every time when you play something on YouTube and they get ads in there, you get money. I had one video. I didn't get any money because it was me and my buddy. We did a parody of a cop's, or he was Philadelphia police, and the Philadelphia police crest on his shirt showed just a little bit, so they had to take the video down, and it was violation in terms of their terms of service. So I didn't get any money for that because it made the Philadelphia police look bad, and I was like, I didn't get pissed off about it. It had almost 400,000 views. I didn't get pissed off about it because, you know why? I was just like, hey, you know what? guy's got fucking kids. He's got to make a living. Whatever. I was pissed we didn't make the fucking money off it. We didn't get the checks. But even then, probably wouldn't have been that much. But again, like I said, they have the right to take these down. Advertisers or a certain organization has the right to request to have these taken down. This was taken down because the Philadelphia police took my video down. And I'm not going to argue with the Philadelphia police about that. And it's like, ah, dude, you know, we were doing it as a joke, but I understand that it looked bad on your fucking part because you barely got to see the badge, but the badge fucking showed. We should have did it on the other side, and it would have had another angle on it, and it would have been a lot better. But, yeah, we had to take that down. But yeah, Alex Jones was making a shitload of money off of YouTube too. Don't feel fucking bad for him because of his freedom of speech. He's losing money because of that. That's the reason that people are getting pissed off about is now, it's bad enough that he sells you the supplements like the Super Male Vitality, which God knows what is in it. He has also one thing, it's basically iodine. Why you want to eat iodine is beyond me. You just get it in shrimp and it makes you shit. But he was doing that, selling that for like fucking $15 a bottle, and you can get it for like $3 anywhere else. Caveman with the bone broth. The bone broth. When he drank that shit, he had to fucking choke it down. He looked like the fucking episode of South Park with fucking Tom Brady drinking Butter's Creamy Goo. And he's like, he made the face. He's like, I'm back in the game. Because it was so fucking pungent and fucking gross. That's how I felt with it, watching him drink the bone broth. The bone broth. He's like, oh, God, that's just like, oh, that's better than an Ovaltine. It's like, no, it's not. It's fucking gross. Caveman. So Alex Jones still has his website. He's still going to be talking. He's still going to be making videos. You just can't get him on YouTube. You're going to have to go to his website, which now is probably going to make him even more fucking money because if you're a fan of Alex Jones, you have to go to his website. If he wants to do a podcast, he could basically just make an app now where you can get all his stuff and put it on the Google Play Store or fucking the Apple fucking App Store, the iPhone App Store or the iPad App Store, and he's going to make a shitload more money doing that. And now while you're there and you're listening to all that stuff, he can also put links for the bone broth, and Super Male Vitality, and all that other bullshit that he peddles. Don't feel bad for Alex Jones. He saw this coming. He also just said a thing, too. This was probably the straw that broke the camel's back, was Chobani in Idaho is bringing in all migrant workers, and there's fucking rapes and fucking a crime wave that's going on in Twin Falls, Idaho, where Chobani's made. And the fucking guy from Japan, he was like, he just put his fucking, he did the shoulder shrug and put his hands up like, I don't know. I'm just trying to fucking sell yogurt, dude. Who's an immigrant, by the way. It's like, I just want to sell Greek yogurt. I just want to sell this fucking somewhat healthier fucking alternative to snacks to people than cookies and fucking all that shit. Can I just do that? And I have 300 migrant workers that are working for me. I'm not shipping in fucking busloads of migrant workers. It's just not happening. And I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, because he hates fucking immigrants. He hates Muslims. He hates blacks because he's fucking said, and this, I knew this was bullshit because, like I said, I lived in Austin. He went down the 6th Street, and if you go on the other side of 6th Street, which I guess the locals there, we used to call it Dirty 6, because it wasn't like as nice as the regular 6, but it was still nice. They had some cool shit going on there. If you cross the I-35, on the other side of I-35, I had people, he's like, I'm black and I'm angry and I want to, I'm like, no, Alex, that never happened. It's mostly fucking hipsters and yuppies that live in that area now. It's gentrified so heavily that it's ridiculous. we went to bars there. They had fucking ping pong tables, and we would get fucking hammered. 36. Yeah, there's fucking people there that are minorities and just hate white people, and they're causing violent crimes to white people. No, they're not, Alex. They're fucking not. So it's probably best that you fucking got taken off for your own good. And like I said, people, don't feel bad for him. His First Amendment rights aren't getting violated. This is private companies that he was making a shitload of money off of. Don't let it get you twisted. He was making money off them. Which is why I didn't get the get my money. But he was making money off these people. And now they're just like, no, no more. You're not making money off us. You keep spreading lies. Your lies are... You said it was entertainment, but it's now you're saying it's not entertainment. And you're not playing a character. So what are you doing? You know what? Fuck it. He's done. We're not giving this guy... We're not letting this guy make any more fucking money off us. Gold play button. Yeah, but you know, Alex Jones, he's getting this... Gold play button. Yeah, but... Gold play button. So, finally, I want to get to the second part of the show. I mean, I know I rambled a little bit about it, Alex Jones, but the second part of the show. Oh, I just got something in. Hold on. The world again. I don't even know what that was. Oh, it's... What the fuck was that? Oh, Jesus Christ, you've got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this fucking... I can't believe this happened. Philadelphia native Bradley Cooper, who lives in New York now, but we won't hold that against them because he did root for the Eagles and he was at the Super Bowl in Jeffrey Lurie's. He was in Jeffrey Lurie's box. Bradley Cooper is 43 years old and still younger than Stephen, and still looks younger than Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is 32 years old, people. I'm never fucking stopping. Can't stop. Won't stop. Fuck Stephen Miller. He just proposed some ridiculous thing. I'm not even going to get into it because it's so fucking ridiculous. Fuck you, Stephen Miller. You're 32 years old and you look like you're 50. Okay, so finally, I just thought that was a good time to pull that in because I got a message on Facebook. But finally tonight, leasing cars. And I know a lot of people that lease cars now. And I just... My buddy leases a BMW. That's fine. It's a luxury car. He might not want... You might not want to buy a luxury car. He lives in a fucking more affluent part of the Philadelphia, the Delaware Valley, called the Main Line. The Pennsylvania Eastern Main Line. And, you know, it's they got money out there. So he's got a BMW. He leases it. It's a fucking beautiful car. Drives fantastically. I actually drove it when he was fucking drunk the one day. He listens to the show, so he'll know who I'm talking about. He leases it. That's like a $40,000 car, and he gets a good deal on a lease. I understand people who do that, and I have no problem with that. But, like, people who lease Mazdas and Toyotas and Fords... It's like, what do you... And then I know people who lease fucking trucks. Like, I actually had somebody who leased a fucking Chevy Silverado. Oh, dude, you know, I want to get a good sound system in here. Are you serious? Yeah, dude, I want to put some fucking... You can't do that. It's a fucking lease. You don't own the car. The dealership owns the car. You're literally fucking long-term renting the thing from them. Yeah, but it's my car still. No, it's not. So, when you break it down, like I said, the luxury cars, you're never, if you want to just try a luxury car for a couple years, you're never probably, like, a lot of people are never going to be able to fucking legitimately afford one. And if they do, you're never really going to want to fucking buy one. Because there's always new shit and new fucking developments that can happen in them. But if you want to get one of them, that's fine. But, like, when you break it down, like a Toyota or a Mazda, like, say, a fucking Toyota Camry. If you were to buy a Camry brand new, it would probably cost you $24,000 plus tax. And you get that bumper-to-bumper fucking warranty for God knows, what's it, like 3 or 4 years and, like, X amount of miles. So they rent, they'll lease the car. Now, when you lease a car, you're restricted. First off, you got to put $3,000 down just to lease it. And then it's per month you have to pay, we'll say, $250 to $300. Now, you're paying $300 a month for a car that you got to return in 3 years. Because you can't get a lease pretty much. Like, I think standard leases are like 36 months or 33 months. They'll give you a couple years after you fucking lease it. So, and it could fuck your credit up. If you don't have good credit, you ain't fucking leasing. So when you lease, like, say if you lease, we'll say a fucking Toyota Camry, and your lease is like $250 to $300 a month, we'll go $250. So it's about $3,000 down you have to pay. So you're out of $3,000. And then $250 a month for 36 months. You do the math. So you got 10 months, it's $2,500. And then you got another $500 after that. So it's $3,000 a year at $250. You're paying $12,000 for a car that you can't only put, like, if you're lucky, 30,000 miles on within that 3 years. And literally you're paying $12,000 for a car that you pretty much, if you put $4,000 on, you could own that car in slightly more time. You could put as many miles as you want on it. And you're still going to have to pay the fucking get full coverage for it too. I think the only benefit of a lease really is you don't have to change the oil. You can just take it to the dealership when it's ready. But still, at that point, people talk about renting, how bad renting houses are or renting apartments are, because you put all that money into it and then you have nothing to show. Well, that's like leasing a car. Like I said, if it's a luxury car, you might as well just fucking lease them. Infinities, Audis, Mercedes, fucking not Volkswagens, I own a Volkswagen. I finance a Volkswagen, I'm sorry, let me just put that out there. But like Mercedes and fucking Lexus or all that. If you feel that you want to get one of them because you're just like, yeah, and you're not going to drive that much, you might just drive to work or just drive around the neighborhood or the city, and you're not going to fucking beat the fuck out of it, then fucking lease one of them. Don't buy it. You just want a taste for a couple years of what a fucking luxury car can be, then by all means, lease a fucking car, a luxury car. But I just don't see the point in leasing. That's just my opinion. I explain to people why you shouldn't lease fucking those cheaper cars. But there's another thing too. If you get a thing, like if you're a salesman, like a drug rep or a salesman of some sort, and you get an allowance towards a car, then yeah, lease one. What the fuck? Don't fucking kill your own car. Be like, yeah, I'll lease this, and this is what I'm going to do with it. So, that being said, this will be the end of the John Albatross show for this episode. Episode 29. Now, I'm going to hold off for like 2 weeks for episode 30, because it's a special episode. And you'll see what's up. And remember, unlike InfoWars and Alex Jones, you could still listen to this show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Always welcome to listen to it on the Anchor app. The Anchor app is fantastic. Get the Anchor app. You know, and even if you have the Anchor app and you're listening to this, you can call in. And if you have a fucking awesome fucking story or a thing you want to talk about on here, you can fucking do a show with me if you want. That's the fucking beauty of this app. That's just why I switched to this app, for that very reason. And also in 2 weeks, you're going to have the Albatross Top 24 for fantasy football, for Flying High Fantasy Football with John Albatross. Be sure to look out for that, especially if you're into fantasy football, because it's going to be good. I'm John Albatross, the host of Flying High Fantasy Football, obviously. But I've won 3 leagues, and I know how to play fantasy football, and people ask me for advice, so I started a podcast. But in 2 weeks, we'll have the Albatross Top 24. It's going to be a short show, but the top 24 prospects in fantasy football, not prospects, but the top 24 picks. So any standard 12-man league, we'll have you covered for the first 2 rounds. And if it's a 10 or if it's an 8-man league, I got you covered for 3 motherfucking rounds. What the fuck? What do you got to lose to listen to it? 10-man league, about 2.5 rounds. Check it out. But anyway, this is John Albatross signing out. Be sure to listen to us on Spotify. Be sure to listen to us on Apple. And be sure to listen to us on Anchor. And, you know, look out for Flying High Fantasy Football. I'm signing out. Peace.